Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome to this slightly tardy edition of the podcast, Trendies. I am the aforementioned Mike Quackenbush, and thank you for making this the number one rated podcast in iTunes, hosted exclusively by me. Sorry, Daddy on board. This is the program where I tell you about all the top trending search terms on the internet, and then insert dated or obscure references and the occasional fib. The Trending Show is brought to you by the letter W, the number 7, Cobra Electronics, and FamousForesomes.com. In preparation for handling everything on your holiday docket, from the comfort of your internet-enabled device, bookmark Cobra.com and FamousForesomes.com right now. You'll thank me later. Let's pick up where our previous episode left off, Saturday, November 8th. Big Hero 6, the animated feature from Disney and Marvel, was searched up over 100,000 times. It won the weekend box office over Christopher Nolan's new feature, Interstellar. Big Hero 6 is based on the relatively obscure Marvel Comics title. So obscure, this Marvel zombie hadn't heard of it before the movie went into production. Like you would expect from Disney fare, it is a warm and fun film with heart, and I think it shows just a bit of the fantastic potential inherent in applying the Disney touch to any of the Marvel properties. As a father, I can tell you this film is a welcome change of pace from the skull-crushingly insipid kiddie fare my 5-year-old and I have weathered so far this year, like Planes, Fire and Rescue, a movie about fire prevention, The Nut Job, a movie about mental illness, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, a movie about bestiality, Dolphin Tale 2, a movie about porpoise prevention, The Box Trolls, a movie about homeless people that start flame wars, and How to Train Your Dragon 2, a movie about bestiality. Macaulay Culkin was searched up over 1 million times because an internet rumor circulated that he had died. A Facebook page, R.I.P. Macaulay Culkin, even picked up 1 million likes on the day this was making the rounds. But relax, Culkin is alive and well. Just turns out his parents, played by John Hurd and Catherine O'Hara, couldn't locate him. He thwarted the Wet Bandits before taking to Instagram to assure the world that he and his band called Pizza Underground do still exist. I want to take a second to distinguish this next bit from the usual material here on The Trending Show. This is an actual description of his band taken directly from Culkin's Wikipedia page, calling them a New York-based pizza-themed comedy rock band. So at last, a rival for the Rockafire explosion has arisen. In a world where one pizza-themed comedy rock band must rise above the other pizza-themed comedy rock band, can the animatronic antics of yesterday's heroes triumph over a dangerous new generation of pizza-themed comic rockers led by the kid that lip-syncs the rap in the middle of Black or White? Last weekend, 2 million people searched up the phrase Fall of the Berlin Wall, as West and East Germans rejoiced while the symbol of communist oppression, which stretches 96 miles in length, was torn down by Phil Collins, Peter Gabriel, and the corpse of Ronald Reagan. The following day, this historic act was recreated at an expense of $61 million by Roger Waters. Fans, here on The Trending Show, I have a few rules. The one invoked most commonly is the HollywoodLife.com rule, and that is that I will not cover stories where the article that trended highest emanates from the site HollywoodLife.com. Such is the case with Leah Thompson trending, but I want to give you just a taste of the headline from this reputable news source. 50,000 people really read this header, quote, "Not only is Leah Thompson the hottest 53-year-old I've ever seen, but she's a really good dancer, and she did not deserve to go home before Tommy Chong." End of quote. HollywoodLife.com then wanted to find out what kind of fashionista I am with a quick online poll. I am no kind of fashionista. I am recording this show in 2 mismatched Argyle socks that I mistakenly rolled into the same sock grenade and Green Lantern boxer shorts given to me by a toddler. On the subject of Green Lantern, why don't you check out FamousForesomes.com, A great gift for any self-respecting comic nerd can be found there, and I count no less than 6 shirts on that site that I want to spend my magic Don't Tell the IRS About My PayPal money on. Maybe even that Rugrats shirt. Show some love for our newest show sponsor and represent your favorite quartet in a simple, understated tee. Head over to famousforesomes.com right now. Myla Dalbizio was trending. She is considered a plus-sized model, and she appears in a new Calvin Klein underwear ad. The venerable website Syracuse.com covered this story, including concerns that labeling Dalbizio a plus-sized model is only fueling female-on-female hate. Whew, thank goodness. That's like the only kind of hate I'm totally safe from. In a move that shows the world is no longer my father's oyster, but mine, last Tuesday saw Gorilla Grodd trend higher than Veterans Day 2014 on Veterans Day. Grodd is my second favorite gorilla of all time, behind only Gorilla Monsoon. Well over 1 million people searched up the term Kim Kardashian paper, and that's because Kardashian appeared nude in the otherwise never heard of Paper magazine. It's the kind of thing that is read by those under the mistaken impression that Manhattan is the entire world. The New York Daily News, another periodical laboring under that mistaken notion, praised Kim Kardashian with these words, quote, "Kim Kardashian's brand is Kim Kardashian herself. This week really capped how brilliant she is at marketing Kim Kardashian and keeping Kim Kardashian relevant. She is an expert at courting controversy and keeping herself in the news, but always for the benefit of elevating her brand," end quote. And to all of that I say, hogwash. I am of the opinion that when your desperate need for constant attention has put you in a position where you can only elicit the response you require by taking off your clothes, you are not a branding genius, but rather creatively bankrupt. If Kardashian is the brand, and success is measured in internet memes and selfie retweets, maybe the zenith of millennial marketing then is posing nude beside anyone with a social media account and a smartphone. Oh, newsflash, New York Daily News. That's exactly what meth addict strippers do for an Abe Lincoln after their 3-song set on the main stage. The shrewd marketers at Team Kardashian are only a decade behind the modern minds at Al's Diamond Cabaret and Gentlemen's Club. To the business expert wondering what Kim's next move will be, let me add my own insight. It won't be a book, or a humanitarian act, or a movie, or a speech, or an innovation, or an album, because Kim doesn't make any of that. She's parlayed a sex tape into a reality series, into a magazine cover of her bare buttocks glazed like a Christmas ham. I'd like to take a moment and tell you about the amazing Cobra Airwave 360. It's a great gift idea for any commuter on your holiday shopping list. It's a portable 8-inch Bluetooth surround sound speaker. It's ideal for the home, for the office, or while you're on the go. Trust me on that one. It can be used in your vehicle for hands-free calling. It's also Siri-enabled, and it has gesture control. It's got 360-degree sound quality, and it has up to 20 hours of music play. I really like the fact that it's shaped and sized to slip right into my car's cup holder where it goes next to my venti gingerbread latte every day. And for a limited time, it's on discount when you pick one up over at Cobra.com. Hey, the latest Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe podcast, it's our annual Thanksgiving episode, is already out, and it contains no references to Kim Kardashian's body of work. Well, that pun was unintentional. Join Clayton Morris and I for a cup of Grizzled, and I'll be back here with another trending show just in time for Turkey Day. But until then, adios, amigos.